Welcome to Dealcast, the voice of merger markets, the world's premier publication about mergers and acquisitions. I'm Juliana Needham. Now, it's the biggest deal ever made by Google. The tech giant is paying $32 billion to buy the US-Israeli cloud security unicorn Wiz, and the company is only 5 years old. To find out more, I'm joined by Troy Hooper, who is a merger market journalist based in California who covers technology. Hi, Troy. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So can you start by giving us an introduction to Wiz? What does it do? And tell us more about the company and how it works.
Yeah, so Wiz is a cybersecurity company, and it's considered the premier vendor in cloud application protection. It's producing roughly $700 million in annual recurring revenue, which is a remarkable feat for a company that's only 5 years old. Last we knew, it was on track to reach about $1 billion by the end of this year or maybe into next year. But with this proposed deal, Wiz will likely scale their revenues much quicker than they would otherwise, given Google's size and distribution.
And can we talk a little bit about Wiz's founders? It's a team of four co-founders who are part of an elite intelligence unit in Israel's military unit 8200 or 8200. The unit has got an amazing track record of creating tech entrepreneurs and founding really successful startups. And in fact, this team has created an earlier business, haven't they?
That's right. Wiz's founding team previously sold a cloud security startup to Microsoft in 2015. The price tag for that deal was $320 million, so quite a bit smaller than the one we're talking about today. But that company was called Adalum, and it's been rebranded as Microsoft Defender for Cloud Apps, which is a key product in the cloud infrastructure market.
Perfect. And we'll talk a bit more about that wider infrastructure market in a moment. But looking at the Wiz Alphabet deal, can you give us an overview of the deal details, including the terms of the deal?
Yes. So Google LLC, which is a subsidiary of the publicly traded parent Alphabet, is purchasing Wiz for $32 billion in an all cash transaction. That's subject to regulatory approval and closing adjustments. So it's not a done deal yet. There are still many months and quarters of work ahead. This would be Google's largest acquisition ever, which is saying a lot for a company that has a $2 trillion market cap.
And as you say, it's Google's biggest ever acquisition. What is so important to Google? Why does it want this company so much?
Google will be able to accelerate two large and growing trends in this AI era, which is improved cloud security and the ability to use multiple clouds. So both cybersecurity and cloud computing are rapidly growing industries, especially with the advent and increased role of AI and generative AI especially, and the adoption of cloud services. So that whole security landscape has changed dramatically for customers, and it's made cybersecurity increasingly important in defending against emerging risks, as well as protecting national security.
And can you talk a bit more about the background to this deal? Because it isn't the first time that Alphabet or Google made an offer for Wiz. What's changed?
Yeah, that's right. So last year, Alphabet agreed to buy Wiz for $23 billion, but Wiz walked away. There were some concerns at the time that the Biden administration could terminate or spike the deal, or at least make it a long, painful process. Lina Khan, who was the head of the FTC at the time, she had a reputation for being especially tough on tech as well as large mergers and acquisitions. So, you know, I think Wiz just really didn't want to go through that process. And there was also some people who thought Wiz could maybe achieve a higher valuation if it stayed independent, continued to grow, and then went public at a later date. And in fact, after Wiz walked away from Alphabet last year, the CEO, you know, stated that his plan was to take the company public. But this has worked out in that they, you know, they stayed independent just for several more months, and then they were able to achieve a much higher valuation. So their valuation went from $23 billion, you know, last year at least that was the offer, to $32 billion this year. And if we just look back 1 year ago when Wiz raised venture capital funding, it was a $1 billion valuation. So in about 12 months' time, Wiz has seen its valuation increase 32x.
Which is an incredible achievement for a company that's only 5 years old. One of the interesting elements of this deal is this reverse break fee that's been reported. Could you just outline how that would work and whether it's something you've seen before?
Yeah. So even though the Biden administration is no longer in power and Lina Khan is no longer head of the FTC, there are still regulatory concerns under the Trump administration. Many advisors expect it to be friendlier to mergers and acquisitions, but Trump's vice president, J.D. Vance, he's been tough on technology before. And in light of these concerns, what they've agreed upon is Alphabet will pay what's called a reverse termination fee of $3.2 billion, which is said to be among the highest ever agreed to in such a deal. If the deal does win regulatory approval and it meets other conditions that are spelled out in this agreement, the transaction should complete sometime in 2026.
So it feels like a win-win situation for Wiz that either way they're going to walk away with something pretty substantial.
Oh, yes, absolutely. But again, it's going to be up to the regulators to see how they view this. It's going to be a real litmus test for the new FTC and the gentleman there who is running that. His name is Andrew Ferguson. So it'll be, you know, a litmus test for how he views these deals and a bellwether for the tech industry as a whole.
And are you able to elaborate a bit on what any potential antitrust hurdles will be? Or is it a bit too early given that there's a new administration in charge and there's a new head of the FTC?
I think it's too early, but you know, from what I've heard thus far, you know, you do have some cross-border elements to the deal in that Wiz's roots, as you mentioned, are in Israel. It's also in cybersecurity and AI, two very hot topical areas of the economy right now. But those are two areas that have a lot of both risk as well as wide-ranging impacts on both consumers as well as government regimes alike and even the military. So I think just the areas that Wiz, you know, specializes in are naturally going to attract some scrutiny. And then, of course, just the price tag of this deal, it's $32 billion. That also will always get regulators to take a close look.
And can we have a little look at the investors? It's obviously a privately owned company, Wiz, so it's not publicly traded, but it's got a lot of really high profile investors. Can you talk through some of that investor list and what they'll be getting out of it?
Yeah, so the deal should be a major windfall for these venture capital firms, which have struggled to generate returns under Lina Khan's FTC over the last, you know, several years. And also, really, the IPO market has been mostly closed since early 2022. We have not seen very many IPOs in the tech industry. And so this is a real opportunity for some VCs to generate some attractive returns. Index Ventures is the largest outside investor in Wiz, and other VCs that will potentially walk away with a very handsome payday would be Sequoia Capital, Insight Partners, and another firm called CyberStarts.
Thank you. And can you talk about the impact on the wider cloud infrastructure market, please?
Yes, this should turbocharge deal-making really across the tech industry. It opens the door for larger deals than we've seen in quite some time, especially in cybersecurity, cloud computing, and AI, which I mentioned are, you know, these very hot areas of the industry. So we expect to see more of these AI and cybersecurity startups receive approaches from the larger companies, potentially get bought out, and you know, they'll have to make a decision on whether they want to, you know, IPO or create liquidity for their investors via M&A. It also demonstrates that these, you know, large tech firms like an Alphabet, like a Microsoft, that they can actually complete some of these M&A deals, which, like as I mentioned, have been quite difficult for a while. It's also even a bellwether, I'd say, for cross-border deals, given Wiz's roots in Israel. And Israel has really been a hotbed for tech startups over the years, especially in cybersecurity, AI, and other emerging technologies like those used in self-driving cars.
Yeah, but it feels like that this might be a one-off in terms of scale, because it's just such a huge deal and for such a young company.
Yeah, I think so. This is definitely an extraordinary and remarkable, you know, proposal. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
Wonderful. Good to talk to you, Troy. Thanks very much. That was Troy Hooper, who is a merger market journalist based in California, covering the technology sector. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Dealcast from Merger Market. I'm Juliana Needham. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow it. And if you're listening through Apple, please rate and review the show. If you'd like to find out more about what we've been talking about on this episode, have a look at our show notes. Join us again next week.